Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. Kylie Peterson is with us. She's the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Iowa Beef Industry Council. Kylie, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we're talking beef, and let's face it, we all know that Iowa is better than New York in pretty much everything, but we definitely know now that, you know, Iowa is better than New York when it comes to putting together a pretty doggone good burger.
Yeah, you know, this is the second year that we have won this burger battle that our friends in New York have challenged us to. Just a friendly competition to kind of promote beef and figure out which state has the best burger, and I agree. Iowa is hard to beat.
We proved that. We've proven it twice in a row now. We've got a winning streak going. So, yeah, the best burgers in each state, we came up with the best burger this year as part of May Beef Month, and it was the Flying Elbow in Marshalltown that had created the best burger in Iowa this year. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so we kicked off the Best Burger Contest in Iowa back in February, and like you said, that contest is about three different segments, per se. We have the consumer vote, and then we narrow it down to the top 10 restaurants with the most votes from the consumer, and then we set out a secret panel of judges that goes and finds the best one in the state, and this year was the Flying Elbow. And the burger that they chose to feature as their best burger is the Tombstone Burger. And the Flying Elbow has a smash burger, is what it's called. So it's a burger that is formed into a ball. And then once it hits that flat top grill, it is smashed down with a burger press. And it becomes really crispy and caramelized on the outside. And it is just very, very tasty. So the burger itself features a blend of chuck, brisket, short rib, and then it also has some Wagyu that is sourced from a Marshalltown producer in the mix as well. And so the Tombstone features Manchego cheese, guacamole, bacon, sour cream, shredded lettuce, tomatoes, and then it has Death Valley hot sauce on the side if you are one that likes a little heat and a little kick.
That sounds like a belly full.
Oh, it is so, so good. And you know, if you're not a fan of the lettuce, tomatoes, guacamole, all that stuff, they have several burgers that you can pick from on their menu. They all feature that same award-winning beef patty on it. They really have something for everyone. They're really creative. They shred up some different chips and some different, I guess, Doritos and Cheetos and things like that to kind of make as toppings. So that's really unique, too. And if you haven't gotten to go to the Flying Elbow, you really, really should. The customer service is fantastic. The atmosphere of the restaurant is really cool. It's a wrestling theme. And so, yeah, the food is hard to beat, obviously. New York just couldn't compete.
No, we knew that. You sound like you've tried this burger.
I have actually been there a couple times now, I think three total. They're going to be joining us at the Iowa State Fair too, so I'll get to try it again. But they'll be at the Iowa State Fair on Friday, August 12th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters. We're inviting them to serve up about 200 to 250 burgers while supplies last, and they'll go fast because people just get super excited. So if you're not able to go to Marshalltown, you can join us at the Iowa State Fair on August 12th.
Awesome. So everyone can try it out, whether you stop by Marshalltown or just stop by the Iowa State Fair. You get a chance to enjoy some of the best here in the state of Iowa. And we've seen some pretty good burgers around the region. We've had some win from here in our part of the state as well here recently. And it's great to see folks come up with so many great creative ways because, let's face it, a burger is kind of a blank canvas, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I think that's why people find them to be so fun. And that's why they're so popular. It really can be dressed up or dressed down. With condiments, toppings, different buns, you name it, you can kind of make it your own. And so that's what's so fun about them. The Flying Elbow has been serving about 500 to 700 pounds of beef since winning every single week. And so it has just really been booming their business. And I think that's what's so exciting about this contest is not only can we spread the love and kind of just help these restaurants get their name out there in these different parts of the state, but bring just excitement to the local communities and get people excited about going around the state. This is just one of the many, many burgers that are just fantastic and worth trying in the state, and we encourage people to do so as we celebrate summer grilling season in the state.
Yeah, that's right. We're right in the middle of that part now, too, just getting started with the real good part of the year here for grilling outside. And, you know, the Iowa burger was deemed best over New York. Was it an online contest where people voting online, and how bad did we clobber them?
Yeah, so it was. We kicked it off and had a little over, well, actually, we had a week to vote. And so I believe we kicked that off on the 6th of June, and then they had until the 13th. And so we had 2,074 votes that came in, and the Flying Elbow received 2,954 of those votes. So it was about 72% of the votes were for Iowa, and 27% of those votes were for New York. So we really kind of came in, and, you know, Iowans love this contest. Iowans love their beef. And we're just loyal to our, you know, our fans here, and loyal to our hometown roots. So we really came out and voted. And like I said, the Flying Elbow is really worth going and trying. Just phenomenal service and a phenomenal burger. They have something for everyone. It's a great little destination place there in Marshalltown. If you're from different parts of the state, make it a fun trip. Yeah. Come on down and give it a try.
Well, and we joke, but I don't know much of anything at all about the New York Beef Council. I assume that they, like you guys do, run a quality organization and are close-knit mm-hmm. with their producers in the state. But it's just hard to beat the closeness that you have with producers here in a state like Iowa.
Yeah, and you know, that's what's really fun. This is such a, like you mentioned earlier, such a friendly little competition. The Iowa Beef Industry Council actually helps fund the New York Best Burger Contest. Our producers, our little board of directors that oversee how we spend our money in the state has encouraged a funding partnership with New York because their consumers are further removed from agriculture. They have more questions about how their food is raised. There are less cattle and less cattle producers in the state of New York. So there's just an opportunity there to get great tasting products in their faces and help encourage that beef story to be reached to the consumer. So we really enjoy our partnership with them. We really think they're doing a great job. Alan Angus Pub had a fantastic burger as well. And it's just a great way to kind of marry the two. It's a great way. We know a lot of our cattle and a lot of our beef goes to New York as well to help feed their consumers. So it's a fun way to kind of tie the Midwest to some of those highly populated areas like New York.
Sure. Do you work with other state councils then as well?
Yeah, we do. We actually have some state partnerships with the folks in Arizona, the northeastern region of the state. We partner with Florida. So yeah, we have some of those highly populated areas that have more consumers that have more questions, you know, and might not know how cattle are raised as much as Iowans do, because let's face it, you know, a lot of us have a tie to the rural communities here in Iowa, and that's not always the case in other places. And so we do a lot of state-to-state partnerships here at the Beef Checkoff.
Yeah, we probably have a bit of an advantage anyway here in the state with our closest net to agriculture, but also our big cities really are just kind of large, small cities anyway, the way we get along, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so it's fun to partner with them and kind of bring that whole gate-to-plate, farm-to-plate story to those that might be further removed or might not have actually any idea where their food comes from.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, we've had some winners of the Best Burger Contest over the last several years, too, here in our part of the state. They are dotted all around the state. Is there a way to kind of connect those together in kind of a passport program?
Absolutely. You know, if you go to our website, iabeef.org, we have maps of past top 10 winners, past Best Burger winners. We have all their information on their linking to their social media platforms, their websites. Their hours that they're open, phone numbers, all that stuff. So if you go to iabeef.org, it makes it a kind of a one-stop shop there to figure out how to maybe map it out. We have maps ourselves for each of the years that kind of helps, like, give you an idea of where they're all located. And a lot of people like to do that, like load up on the weekends and hit a couple burger joints just for fun. So I encourage you to go check that out on our website.
Well, you know, during COVID for those couple of years, we saw so many people buying RVs and trailers and things like that because they wanted to take some vacations that were, you know, maybe a little bit closer to home. And now we're seeing with some of the prices for travel going up like they are, folks wanting to maybe do a little travel again closer to home. We always enjoy our food when we travel, and this is a way to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing better than a staycation here in the state. See some country that you might not have seen just in your day-to-day travels and enjoy some great tasting beef.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you're just doing it at home, throwing some good stuff on the grill, it's just a great way to spend time with family and friends. And that's one of the things about Iowans and our food. It's when we get together, we enjoy great food and great friends.
Absolutely. You know, and if you're feeling like you cook the same things all the time and you just want something new, you can go to iabeef.org or beefitswhatsfordinner.com There's a lot of great cut ideas. Change it up with some of the recipes around the website. If you are feeling like you want to be a little bit more adventurous and try out your cooking styles, we have lots of great options there as well.
Absolutely. Don't have to change a lot, just change a little, and maybe just have some fun with it that way too. Very good.
Yeah, definitely.
Kylie Peterson, she's Director of Marketing and Communications for the Iowa Beef Industry Council. And hey, we're number one. Hey, thanks, Kylie.
Thanks for having me.